This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
You know, whenever there's a discussion about immigration and border security, proponents of open borders assure us that the vast majority of migrants are just coming for a better life. And that is probably true. But when you point out that many may be coming for nefarious reasons, they may reluctantly admit that a few have been caught at the border that were on a terrorist watch list. But those are very few compared to the millions who have crossed the border. My perspective is that even one illegal alien in this country on a terrorist watch list is one too many. But the argument also ignores the substantial number of migrants who are listed as gotaways. A terrorist is less likely than other migrants to be caught. The argument also ignores what are called special interest aliens, also called SIA. Customs and Border Enforcement flagged 74,000 SIA between October 2022 and August of this year. An SIA is a foreign person who is identified by travel patterns that suggest a potential risk to the U.S. or its interest. That doesn't mean that a special interest alien is a terrorist, but it does mean that person has traveled to countries known for terrorist activity. At the very least, it suggests the need for heightened screening and further investigation by the government. So how are we treating these SIA? Mark Morgan is a former acting commissioner of Customs and Border Protection. He announced the other day that federal authorities choose to release illegal immigrants who are known to be SIA. Add to that the fact that custom authorities are seeing a surge of individuals on a terrorist watch list. The border is not secure, and dangerous and potentially dangerous individuals are crossing our border into this country. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free booklet on the biblical view on wokeness, go to viewpoints.info/wokeness. That's viewpoints.info/wokeness.